I want to speak a little bit about David. King David was such a great example in many things, except the one thing we know that he wasn't a good example in. But if you will take your Bibles and turn to 1 Samuel chapter 18. 1 Samuel chapter 18. Somebody raise their hand when they're there. Okay, chapter 18, verse 5. We're going to read four verses. Verse 5, and David went out whithersoever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. Now jump down to verses 14 and 15. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. Wherefore that Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. That basically means that he was jealous. He knew that his days were numbered. Now jump down to verse 30. Verse 30. Then the princes of the Philistines went forth, and it came to pass after they went forth that David again behaved himself more wisely than all of the servants of Saul, so that his name was much set by. And if your Bible has got, like mine, it has a little T next to it, down in the corner, much set by is translated highly esteemed. Now, you don't have to turn to these, but you're welcome to if you want to. Go to Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16, we're going to look at one verse. Verse 20, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Now turn to Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28, verse 26. 28, 26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. So we've read several things about walking wisely. We've had a great example of walking wisely through David. We've had what the Proverbs tell us are the benefits of walking wisely. So the question comes, are behaving wisely, excuse me, are we behaving wisely? Am I behaving wisely? Are you behaving wisely? Well, of course, before we can answer that question, what's being wise? What is behaving wisely? Let's turn to our favorite old Merriam-Webster again. Wise, it's a noun, characterized by wisdom, marked by deep understanding, keen discernment, and a capacity for sound judgment. Now, the one that I like the best actually comes from dictionary.com. Having the power of discerning and judging properly as to what is true or right. Possessing discernment, judgment, or discretion. Characterized by or showing such power. So that's the power of discernment, judgment, and discretion. The synonyms, things that are very much like being wise, additional nouns, to be astute, to be aware, to be careful, educated, enlightened, experienced, informed, judicious, knowledgeable, perceptive, prudent, rational. This one's sane, is being equipped to be wise. I think that lets me out. Sensible, smart, thoughtful, wary, well-informed. Now, wisely, says that David behaved wisely. That's actually an adverb. And the adverb takes the action and really gives it some meaning, gives it like the paint, the colors the sky on the adjective or the verb that was going on. So to behave wisely says that you are acting in a way that shows good sense or judgment, prudently, in a way that shows depth of discernment and understanding, insightfully. things that are synonyms of wisely: carefully, discreetly, intelligently, judiciously, sensibly, and shrewdly. So, what do you think the opposites? What are the antonyms of wise and wisely? Well, of course, carelessness, foolish, heedless, means to charge into something without even thinking about it. Idiotic, again, that's another one of mine. Ignorant, inattentive, incaution, indiscreet, inexperienced, irrational, obtuse, reckless, senseless, stupid, thoughtless, unaware, uneducated, uninformed, unintelligent, unknowledgeable, unrealistic, unreasonable, unsophisticated, unsound, and last but not least, unwise. Wisely, the antonyms of wisely: foolishly, stupidly, and unthinkedly. So it's going to be short. I don't think this is going to be a long one tonight, but one of the things that if we want to be sure that we are taking ourselves in a direction and we are putting ourselves in a position that we are going to be behaving wisely in everything that we do, and that certainly should be our goal, especially as Christians. It's good for us, even the people in the world. These are good things to be. This is what you mean when you're a good person. You're going to be showing these behaviors. But as a Christian, not only is it something good to do, I think it's absolutely a must. It is something we must do. And that is behave wisely in front of our lost friends and relatives and coworkers, colleagues. So if we want to judge our behavior and make sure that it's being wise, the way that we do that is to look at our intentions. What is behind the decision or the behavior I'm about to do? And then you look at it, pass it through the filter of God's word, and that will tell you, is what you're about to do from Satan, or is what you're about to do from God? So take your Bibles, turn with me to James, the book of James, chapter 3. We're going to look at verses 14 through 18. Somebody raise your hand when you're there. Okay, you guys are fast. James chapter 3, verses 14 through 18. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Right here it's telling you, this wisdom descendeth not from above, but it is confusion. Well, excuse me, but it is earthly, sensual, and devilish, or demonic. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Now the opposite. That's telling you how to judge what's wrong in what you're about to do. Now what the opposite of that. But the wisdom that is what? From above. So God's going to give you this wisdom is first what? Pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Making peace. Those that make peace. One of the things that you're going to learn real quick, and I had to learn this, I had a temper. I was really bad temper at one point. Thank God that he's helped me get a hold of that. But at one time, I had a short fuse. And I learned very, very quickly, absolutely nothing good comes from a place of anger. And James says the same thing. Turn back a couple of pages to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. This is definitely not responding and acting wisely. 19 and 20. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. How many of us are that way? Especially that swift to hear and slow to speak. I've spent about 90% of my day on conference calls nowadays. And it is so funny because we're not in the office anymore. Everybody's on Zoom meetings or, in my instance, another software that they use to work. And everybody's trying to, they're not being swift to listen. They're like, waiting. Can I get my word in? Can I get my point in? And the Bible's telling us to do just the opposite. Be swift to listen, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. So there is absolutely nothing good that is going to come out about us getting angry at our neighbors, getting angry at the guy that just cut us off on the road, getting angry at the people that are in front of us, keeping us backed up in line at the grocery store, at the checker for being too slow. Getting angry serves zero good purpose. So I think one of the wisest things we can do is just push that fuse. Just snuff it out. The minute you start feeling yourself get that way, just say, Lord, thank you for bringing that to my attention. Forgive me for almost lighting that fuse. Squash it before it ever gets lit. Don't let anger drive what you do. Now, just in closing, let's turn to Psalms 101. Psalms 101. I like to think of this as the behaving wisely psalm. Psalms 101. Wait a minute, I just went too far. Psalms 101. Where is it? Why can't I find it? I know it's here. I was reading it just a while ago. Psalms 101. And we're going to read the whole thing. It's a short psalm. It's only 8 verses long. Psalms 101, verse 1. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord. I will sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart. Froward, in this definition, says perverse. It also means somebody that is difficult and hard to get along with. Contrary. So a froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, and they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. Well, now, obviously, that last part, we're not kings, we're not the ruler, we're not the guy that says it all happens, so we're not going to be going out there and just wiping everybody else out that we don't like. But the wonderful thing about those other 7 verses, David is saying, here are the things I'm going to do. Here are the things I'm not going to do. Then he says, even beyond that, he takes it to, it's not just up to me, but it's important, he says, to look at the people I'm bringing into my circle. Who am I surrounding myself by? So he not only says what I'm going to do, what I'm not going to do, he says, here are the people I'm going to surround myself with, and here are the people I'm not going to let into my life. That is something that each and every one of us need to make sure we make that a daily point of prayer in our life. Lord, help me today to behave wisely. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time. Thank you so much for putting this on my heart to speak about tonight. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to stand up here again. I never take that for granted, Father. Thank you for the people that were able to be here tonight. Be with us, each and every one. Help us to be able to use the rest of this service to lift up our prayers, lift up our needs before you, lift up others in our lives before you, so that we can make known your love and blessings among the people that are around us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So, folks, let's go to a time of prayer.